We begin Halacha Dalet. Inyan Yayin Nesach, Shenesar Hayayin Benegia Bialma Kishnagia Boyakum, Mashal Motsinu came the Shum Dover, Shienesar Idenegia Sakum. Regarding the topic of Yayin Nesach, whereby wine becomes forbidden simply through the touch of a non Jew, and Rav Nosson Zal points out we don't find anything like this in any other food, in anything else in Yiddishkeit to such an extent. Al pi ha-Torah b'kroivah imareim. This halacha will be based on chapter 36 in Likutei Moran. Ayin sham, look it over. Mevoyer sham, Rabbi Nizal explains there, she'ikar nisoyan v'tziruf shel kol adam hu b'taivas niyuf. The main test and purification of every single person is in the area of purity in the relationship between men and women. Shehi Klolius Kol Hataivois Vamidas Royas Shall Kola Shivim Umais. And this taiva, the desire for forbidden relationships between men and women, that desire is Kolel, encompasses and includes in it all of the Taivois Royas and Midas Royas of all 70 nations. Kikol Nefesh Misroel Mushrosh Beshivim Nefoshes Beis Yaakov. Because all of the Jewish souls are rooted in the original 70 members of the family of Yaakov Avinu that are listed in the Torah. Shehein b'china shivin anpenehirin, which correspond to the 70 lit-up faces of Hashem, of the Torah. B'china shivin ponim la-Torah, v'chulu, etc. Ulo umazeh, and Opposite this, 70 souls of Yaakov and the 70 lights, Heim Hashivim Akum, are the 70 nations, Shene'echozin b'chol ha'taivois v'amidois rois, who are attached to all the different evil desires and evil character traits. Ve'yef shalovoy lehizgalus batoiro bavoido, ki malidei shemeshabrim ha'klipo ha'koidemis lepri. Rabbi Nizal explains over there in the Likutei Moran that it's impossible for a person to achieve any true revelation in Torah and serving Hashem unless the person first overcomes and destroys the husk that covers the fruit. What is this husk? Shehim kol hataivos. That refers to all the different materialistic desires of this world, she'ikorom hu taiva kol yisrael, of which the main one is this sinful desire for women. V'al kein Moshe Rabbeinu shehu klal ha-Torah hoyo porush kol kach. This explains why Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the one who gave us the entire Torah and who represents the entire Torah, the name Moshe Rabbeinu is Begimatria 613. Therefore, he was an incredible ascetic. He had to be separated from his wife completely. Ukenegdoi baklipa Bilam, and opposite, directly opposite Moshe Rabbeinu, on the ground floor in prayer, is Bilam, who was steeped more than anybody else in this taiva, a sinful type of relations. By, in his case, it was with his donkey. To that extent, Ayin Shom. Take a look over there on the Likutei Moran where Rabbi Nizal discusses this. Rabbi Nizal writes over there that when a Jew is being bombarded with his sinful thoughts about women, the solution to it is to recite the Shema and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaYom Vod. Ayin Shom Kol Zehetev. Look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbi Nizal elaborates on the things we've mentioned here.
What Rabbi Nizal means when he says that Tikkun of Yehoinuf is Shema and Baruch Shem?
Yes. Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran towards the beginning of that chapter, that when a person is reciting Shema and Baruch Shem, they're attaching themselves to the 12 tribes. There are 12 words in Shema and Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Sovel Amvoed. These 12 tribes, Hashem placed his seal of holiness upon them. They're called Mitoshlema. We're told that Avram Avinu had a good son and another type of son. He had Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yitzchak Avinu had a good son, Yaakov Avinu, and a terrible son, Esav. Yaakov Avinu had mitah shlema, which means that his bed was perfect. He had pure tikkun abris. When he gave the brachas to his children before he passed away, he said about his firstborn son, Koichi Vareshisaini, that this is the first seed that came from me. He didn't have any zera levatol of any type whatsoever, or any pigama bris of any type. And he produced these 12 shvatim in this holiness. And these 12 shvatim correspond to the 12 words of Shema and Baruch Shem. So therefore, when a person is feeling themselves bombarded with thoughts of me, of that kind of thing, by reciting these 12 psukim, these 12 words, the person is plugging into holiness, the holiness of the 12 tribes, and they're unplugging themselves from any unholiness these sinful thoughts were coming from.
Is there also a connection between Tikkun Niyof and that Shema, supposed to be thinking about Kiddush Hashem, like Rabbi Akiva always wanted to be Kiddush Shemayim, is that?
Yes. The Shema and Baruch Shem are the declaration of our faith in Hashem. It's the most basic and most powerful declaration expressing our faith in Hashem. So Rabbi Nizal shows there that saying those words is a disconnect from negativity, from Pigam HaBris, from Tumah, and connect, plugging into the Yud Beis Shiftei Kor. Paragraph Aleph, V'zeo Bechinas Isur Yayin Shnor Boyakom. Based on what Rabbi Nizal writes there, we'll be able to understand why wine that's touched by a goy becomes forbidden. Ki yayin kolu mishtei bechinois mitoy vora, because wine has two capacities, two capabilities, good and bad. Ki shoresh hayayin bekdusha gavoya ma'oi, because where wine is rooted in holiness is on a very, very high level. Kihu kol mikol hashivim ponim laTorah, shehu bechina shiv nefoshes beis Yaakov, bechina shivim skenim, because wine includes in it the concept. The word yayin is bigematria 70. It corresponds to the 70 interpretations of the Torah, which correspond to the 70 descendants of the house of Yaakov, the 70 elders of Klal Yisrael. V'alkein omer Rabbi Seinuzal, kol hamisiyashev datoy b'yenoi, yesh boi midas shivim zkenim. The Gemara says, any person who, when they drink a little bit of wine, it pacifies them, it appeases them, it makes them feel good. It allows them to let go of any negativity, and it allows the person to have yishuv adas, to think clearly. So a person who drinks wine that way has some of the das of the 70 elders. Ki yayin nitan b'shiv noisiyas, because the word, the Hebrew word for wine, its numerical value is 70. So it corresponds to the 70 elders of the Jewish people upon whom Moshe Rabbeinu transferred his nevuah. Aval ezeh l'um azeh, however, Hashem created a parallel to this, an opposing, equal opposing force to this. Ki lemato nechaz b'hayayin hora shel kol hashivim umos. Because when wine drops from holiness to unholiness, then all the evil of all 70 nations attach themselves to it. Shehu hora shel kol hataybos, which is the evil of all materialistic desires, she'ikorom uklusam hu taivas niyav, of which the main one, and the one that includes in it all the others, is taivas niyav, the desire for sin with women. The kanira gam b'chush, and Rav Nosazal says, as we see in actual real life, shalidei shichrus hayayin, that when a person gets drunk from wine, Nisar bev hadas, their mind becomes confused. Ubo resicha sadamim, and the blood becomes very hot. The person's face turns red. Shemishom kol hataivas, and it's from this blood. This blood is the source of all sinful desires. Bifrat taivanal, especially this taiva of sin with women. Ukamashikosu val tere yayin kiyasadom. As the pasuk says, don't focus on wine, which is red, And the Gemara darshins she'achrisoi dam yis'aba means it'll become, it'll lead to blood. Hainu resichus hadamim. This refers to the fire in the blood of the person who drinks wine to excess, shemisham chamimus taivanal, which is where this the passion for sins with women comes from. Ukamashakosuv lemira yayin, as the pasuk says regarding yayin, einecho yiru zorois, your eyes will look at towards strangers. Ukamashapirush rashi, shemasisoi lahavit biznus, that drinking wine excessively will seduce a person, convince a person to look at sins with women. V'sehu einecho daika. Note the wording that the pasuk says, your eyes will look askance. Ki hu bechinas ra hakoil shel kol ha'ayin akum. Because here we're referring to the evil that encompasses all the evil of all 70 nations. And it's regarding this that we have the pasuk in the Kriya Shema, don't follow your eyes and don't follow your heart's sinful desires. And this is what our rabbis tell us, shayayin nikro tirosh, that another word for wine is tirosh, ze maserosh, which means that this person will become a leader. Haynu b'chinas roish u'moichin. This refers to expanded consciousness, the ability to think properly and wholly. B'chinas shivim ponim la'Torah, be able to avail oneself to all 70 interpretations of the Torah, including the secrets, which are called soid, which is b'gematria 70. Shezeh ikar hadas v'hamoichin. And this is what's referred to as real seichel, real intellect. Ki ein chochma kechochmas haTorah, because there is no wisdom or knowledge in this world that's as great as the wisdom and knowledge of the Torah. Loi zocha naserosh. However, if a person drinks wine improperly, they drink the wrong amount, then they become impoverished. Bechinas pegam hataivana, which means the person becomes steeped in this sinful desire, shemishon bo anias, which leads to poverty. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, veroye zoinois ya'abed hoin, a person who follows chas v'shon sinful relationships with women loses their fortune. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk, ba'ad isha zoina ad kikar lechem. Again, the pasuk showing that because of a person going after sinful relationships with women, it'll touch their bread, their ability to earn a livelihood. V'yalkein amar Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is why the Gemara says, haroye soito bekilkula yazir atzmei menayayin. A person who witnesses a soita, a woman who behaved improperly with another man while she was still married, and he sees her being given the special waters to drink that are going to show us whether she actually committed sinful relations or not. So the Gemara says a person who witnesses such a thing should separate themselves completely from wine, should abstain totally, totally from wine, because Saita is the union of Pigama Bris. This woman violated the trust and the relationship with her own husband by secluding herself with another man. So a person who witnesses that should take special steps to distance themselves from wine. V'alkein, paragraph base, V'alkein tzrichen lishmor hayayin ma'oid mimagakom. And it's for this reason that we have to guard the wine very carefully, that no non-Jew should touch it. Because these non-Jews are attached to the evil of all the materialistic desires, of which the main one is the sinful relationships with women. And therefore, the moment the goy touches the wine, He pushes the wine. We said wine has two properties, good and bad. He pushes the wine totally to the side of bad. Because the evil of the non-Jew attaches itself to it. Shehu ha-hepech mikidushas Yisrael, who is the opposite of the holiness of the Jewish nation, shekulim b'shiv nafshes beis Yaakov, which are basically included and rooted in the 70 souls, 70 people that came forth from Yaakov Avinu. Yalkein hu nesar taketh Yisrael. And this is why once the non-Jew touches the wine, it becomes immediately forbidden to a Jew. And this is why the Gemara says, why were the rabbis concerned about wine that comes into contact with a non-Jew? The Gemara says that the rabbis issued a decree that we're not allowed to drink wine together with non-Jews because this will lead to interaction with the daughters of these non-Jews. So we see the connection between the wine and the issue of Tikkun HaBris. Any questions?
If Zacha Nase Rosh, Lo Zacha Nase Rash, it seems like it would be safe to say that there are people on such a level that it wouldn't impact them. But Tzadik Gamor, who drinks from wine that was touched by a goy, and it has this kind of an impact of the people, the opportunity for sin, I would imagine they wouldn't be affected by that.
It's possible, but we have a concept in the Gemara of loy plug, that when the rabbis issued decrees, in most cases, the decree was for everyone across the board. Even if there are some people that might not be in danger by the thing that the rabbis are trying to protect, the rabbis said it applies to everyone. We see, for example, the Torah points out that Shlomo HaMelech thought that he was on such a high madrega that the gzeira of not being allowed to marry more than a certain number of wives doesn't apply to him. And he saw that it does apply. It applies to everyone. Paragraph Gimel of Yalkein, Afilu Yayin Kosher Shal Yisrael, Tzorech Kol Ish Yisraeli Li Zoher Moed Mimeno. And it's for this reason that even kosher wine of a Jew, every single Jew, when they're getting involved in wine, has to be extremely careful. Kemuva b'kol sifrei kodesh goydel ha'azhoro le'esrachik ma'oid ma'oid mimashka mishaker. As we find in all of the holy books, especially the Sifrei Chassidus, the Shulchan Aruch, they all emphasize how critical it is for a Jew to be careful to distance themselves from alcoholic beverages. Befrat milishtois harbe chas v'shalom, especially to avoid drinking a lot, to the point where it could lead to drunkenness. Ki ein mi sheyucha lishtois yayin koroi ki im hatzadik ho'emes, because the only one who's really, really qualified and capable to drink wine with holiness, with real holiness properly, is the true tzaddik, shehu zach mikol v'kol, who has purified himself completely from all these thick 365 mitzvahs in the Torah. Shehu noki v'zach legamri mikol hataivos. He is 100% completely pure from all physical and materialistic desires. V'ha'ikar me'ataiva klol yisrael, especially in the area of Tikkun HaBris, that tzaddik is outstanding. V'olav ne'amar zocho na'ase roish. And it's about such a tzaddik that the Torah tells us when he drinks wine, it elevates him. Ki kishesheise yayin ein boi shum mago akum klal shehu taiva hanal shekolu me'ara shel kol hashiv makum. Because when a tzaddik of this caliber, when he drinks wine, there is no negative effects of the non-Jews, which is especially this sinful desire, which is a composite of all the evil of all 70 nations. Whereas a person who has not purified themselves completely from all taivois, when such a person drinks wine, this person who has not purified himself from all the taivos, when such a person drinks a lot, the touch of the non-Jew has the ability to affect this person, sheyisol roboy resichas dadamim, that the hot-bloodedness inside of this child should become turned on. Again, when such a person who has not purified himself from all the taivos, when that person drinks wine, especially to excess, then the touch of the goy can attach itself to that person, meaning it can arouse in that person a fire in the blood, which is the, again, that desire for sin, especially with women. This next paragraph is extremely important for us, for religious Jews. Ki ein roi lishtois yayin umashke hameshaker kiin ma'at lahachiv daitoi. Because a truly religious Jew should not be drinking any wine or alcoholic beverages, only a little bit to expand their consciousness, to help them think better and bigger, to put them in a happy frame of mind. V'gam zeh, b'shabes, v'yontev, u'besudas mitzvah daika. And even this little bit should be reserved for Shabbos, yontev, v'sudas mitzvah, ki ikar kedushas hayayin nimshach rak mikedushas Shabbos. Because the true holiness of wine, it draws from the holiness of Shabbos. Which is the top of the pyramid. It's the holiest of all the holidays. And all the holiness of all the holidays are drawn from Shabbos Kodesh. And this holiness of Shabbos is like the holiness of the true tzaddik who is compared to Shabbos. She'ol of Nemar, it's about this true tzaddik that the pasuk says, Zocha Naser Roish. If he drinks wine properly, he becomes a Roish, a true leader. V'zehu b'chinas ha-kiddush shel Shabbos al-kos yayin daika. And this explains why a person should avoid getting involved in wine. But the tzaddik emes, when he drinks wine, naser roish, v'zeh b'chinas ha-kiddush shel Shabbos al-kos yayin daika. And this explains why we bring in the Shabbos on Friday night over a cup of wine specifically. Shemamshichin kiddush ha-Shabbos al-yidei ha-yayin daika, which means that we draw upon ourselves the holiness of Shabbos through that wine of kiddush. Ki kedushas Shabbos hu bechinas kol hashivim ponim laTorah, because the holiness of Shabbos is in the fact that on Shabbos we have access to all 70 interpretations of the Torah. Shemeirin ikron b'Shabbos, which shine most brightly on Shabbos. Sheboi nitna haTorah, because we know that the Torah was given originally on Har Sinai on Shabbos. Ki Shabbos ikar klolius hakdusha shel kol hashivim nafshes beis Yaakov, shel kol hashivim anpenehirim, shem shivim ponim laTorah kanal. Because Shabbos represents the composite of all the holiness of all 70 nations, 70 children of Yaakov Avinu, of all these 70 interpretations of the Torah. V'zois hakdusha, and this holiness of Shabbos, we draw upon ourselves through that cup of wine of Kiddush on Friday night. Because on Shabbos, the wine is in its holiest state, corresponding to the high-level intellect of the 70 leading rabbis of Klal Yisrael who are in the Sanhedrin. Ki yayin oyle shivim, shubachina shivim, teven shibikiddish. Because the word wine is bigematria 70, corresponding to the 70 words in the Kiddush on Friday night. Ki ayidei kiddush al hayayin, mamshichim kol hashivim ponim anal. Because it's through this holiness, by making kiddush on wine, we draw upon ourselves, we connect to all 70 lights of the Torah. V'alkein zivugon shel tamidei chachamim hu rak mi Shabbos l'Shabbos. And this quietness in the house on Shabbos This explains why the Talmid Chachamim are required to be with their wives once a week on Shabbos, from Shabbos to Shabbos. Ki oz b'Shabbos nimshach b'chinas hashivim panamaral, because it's on Shabbos that we draw upon ourselves these 70 faces of the Torah, shehu b'chinas shivim nashes b'es Yaakov, which corresponds to the 70 descendants of Yaakov, the family of Yaakov Avinu, shehu b'chinas kedushas habris, and Yaakov Avinu and his family represent the holiness of the bris. Va'oz yuchal lahamshech neshama kedusha b'chinas shiv nefashos, and then the person is able to, when a person drinks wine b'kedusha for Kiddush Friday night, then that person is able to draw the holy neshama, the additional holy neshama that we get on Shabbos, mibechinas shiv nefashos, from among the 70 souls of the family of Yaakov Avinu. Now comes a very powerful paragraph, paragraph Hey, ve'ikar hakoil tolui behiskashrus letzadikei emes, and the most important thing that everything depends on is attaching oneself to true tzaddikim who have already achieved a high level of tikkun habris. And it's through the connection to the tzaddikim, that's what enables each and every one of us to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Shabbos. Shehu b'chinas kedushas habris. Shehu b'chinas shivim ponim, b'chinas shiv nefoshos. And this tzaddik is the concept of the 70 interpretations of the Torah, the 70 souls of the family of Yaakov. For oz daiko yochoy lishtois me'at yayin b'shabbos v'yontif. And then, if a person is really attached to true tzaddikin, then that person is allowed to drink a little bit of wine on Shabbos and Yontif, l'sameach nafshoi, to fill his heart with joy, l'harchiv daitoi, to expand his thinking, kedei sheyuchal le'soira l'hargish b'yoser, mesikus ne'imus arebus kedusha satoira, so that the person should be able to be aroused and inspired to feel the sweetness of the Torah, Kedushas Yisroel, which is the holiness of the Jewish nation, Shehu b'chinas Kedushas Shabbos, which is synonymous with the holiness of Shabbos, Shenimshech aleinu b'koyach hatzadiki hamaskanal, which we draw upon ourselves, this holiness of Shabbos, through the power of the true tzaddikin that we try to attach ourselves to. Ki be'emes yodea kol echad benafshoi she'ein biyodoi lefi ma'aseinu lahamshech aleinu k'dusha Shabbos v'Yisroel v'Torah. Each and every one of us knows deep down in our hearts that we are not capable, we're not human beings of quality to be able to draw upon ourselves the kedusha of Shabbos and the kedusha of the Jewish nation and of the Torah, kiyem al yidei hatzadikei emes, without a proper connection to the true tzaddikim, shekvar kitchmu atzman mikol hataivos, who have already purified themselves from all sinful desires, bifrat mehataiva anal, especially from this taiva, this strong desire that men have for women. Vehein simchoseinu ukdushoseinu. These tzaddikim are our joy, they're our life. And it's through these great tzaddikim that they awaken Hashem's kind feelings towards us. And it's through these tzaddikim that Hashem takes pity on us and allows us to awaken the little bit of good that's inside of us, lahargish kedusha Shabbos v'yontif, so that we should be able to feel the holiness of Shabbos and Yontif, v'lismoyach b'yishuasai, and to rejoice at the salvation of Hashem, that Hashem has given us the Shabbos, al yidei shtiyas yayin, by drinking wine, oz b'mido u'b'mishkol, by drinking wine on Shabbos very carefully, in a carefully measured manner, that we should be zeicher, that the wine should be wine that fills us with joy. Bechinas v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, wine brings joy into the hearts of man. Lehatzil ponim mishamen, to allow our face to shine from oil. Bechinas shivim ponim anal. This refers to the oil on the face glowing, is a remez to the 70 lights of the Torah. Liskois al yidei ha-simcha v'kdusha, lizdavik b'Hashem Yisborach, lahargis b'yoyse g'dulas Hashem Yisborach, v'los ha-tzidigemez, v'los ha-Torah, kol chag f'man yishab al yidei. So that we should be zeichet through this holy joy that we're experiencing now by drinking a little bit of wine on Shabbos Nyantif, when we're deeply attached to the tzaddik, to the tzaddikin, through this, the person could be zeichet to experience, to feel the greatness of Hashem, the greatness of the true tzaddikin, and the greatness of the Torah, each and every person on their level, on their own level. Any questions, please?
King Kiddush on Friday night, specifically if I want to use a larger share of wine for Friday night, or a bigger cup rather, I'm just finding it difficult to handle so much wine in one shot. Strategies to benefit from the wine of Kiddush?
That we make Kiddush on wine and we appreciate it, and we think at the time that, wow, this is going to be a springboard. This is going to help me connect to the 70 interpretations of the Torah, to the 70 nefesh of Yaakov Avinu, and to connect Hashem. And I'm drinking this wine only to expand my thoughts about the greatness of Hashem and the greatness of the tzaddikim and the greatness of the Torah. So a person should use good, healthy judgment, what size cup of wine they use, knowing on what they can handle. Certain people that grew up drinking wine, etc., they're used to it. They know that they can handle a 12-ounce cup or a 16-ounce cup of wine, and it definitely will not confuse them at all. On the contrary, it'll lift their thoughts. For that person, it could be permitted. But obviously, Rav Nosson Zal gave warnings here. Be careful, be careful. Wine is a very delicate and dangerous item.
So Rav Nosson, I understand that it's better to have a bigger kois for Friday night. So does that mean if I want to do benefit from wine and I don't want yain kal, so should I then downgrade the size of my cup to get the advantage of the wine?
The answer is, again, it depends on the person. If you know that the cup of the size, the large size cup of wine that you're using now for Kiddush does not harm you in any way, doesn't put you to sleep, doesn't confuse you in any way, on the contrary, it makes you feel much better. And you're able to lead the meal, the Friday night meal, with simcha, with joy, with singing, with divrei Torah, with participating, then there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong at all with it. But if a person knows that that larger size cup of wine affects them in a negative way, then they should definitely downsize.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure. A question in the chat. We mentioned the sinful desire for women. Does it mean that this problem is totally irrelevant to women? The answer is not completely. Because the Torah emphasizes a woman's behavior. A woman's openness should be reserved only for her husband. And the concept of kol kvoidu bas melech panima, that a woman is supposed to try, to whatever degree possible, to be reserved, to be more inside, not outside, especially in the presence of men, that kind of thing. This is one of the reasons why, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, men would leave their wives, because of the fact that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is such an exceptionally time of holiness judgment, to have a, like we said here, Moshe Rabbeinu was Porush. Because he represents the whole Torah, he had to be Porush from his wife. These certain exceptionally holy times of the year, there's a certain level of precious. Hoping to catch up a little bit, Mitzvah, but thrilled that we had the opportunity to learn this incredible, powerful, powerful words, you know, giving us the right hashkafa regarding wine, regarding drinking, regarding Shabbos, all of these things. Erev Shabbos is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a holiday, and Shabbos coming after that, Shabbos Chazoyim, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, a very holy Shabbos. We should be zeichet to celebrate Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Bikdusha, with Yayin HaMesameach only, nothing less.